If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I called myself standing on the word of God. I had six, count them, six words from the Lord concerning a situation. Six. Five of them were wrong. Only one person told me the right thing. One person. And what they told me wasn't what I wanted to hear. And after the worst thing that could be said was said, I said, well, forget about it. I don't care no more. It's up to you now. You got it. When God dealt with it, in a few days, he dealt with it. Where was he for the first 4.5 years of my prayer about it? You know what he had the audacity to say to me? He said, you ain't give it to me before. You had it. He said, but now you gave it to me because you had no more options. You know what my prayer was? God, do whatever you want to do. And he was able to do whatever he wanted to do. Because prayer makes you get out the way. Prayer doesn't make you stand there and keep trying to help God. Prayer says, God, I'm through. You got it. That's what prayer is. Prayer is not designed to make your life easier. Prayer is designed to strengthen you for the adversity. Why do you have adversity? Hear me clearly. You don't belong here. This is not your home. This is not your home. You are a pilgrim. You are a stranger. You are a traveler. I had a drill instructor who said, if we go to combat, he said, this is the way you survive. We standing there. He said, once you arrive into the combat zone, die. Listen to what he says. He said, you know the reason why our troops had such a problem in Vietnam as opposed to World War II and World War I? He said, because when they got to Vietnam, they started making camps with all the niceties of home. So when you're over there and you missed ribs, they were cooking ribs right in the place. They had music from home, food from home. What does that make you long for? Oh, y'all getting it now. But in World War II and World War I, they didn't have all those things. You were here and you missed everything from home. That made you fight harder to get back home. So why should God give you all the money you want, give you all the cars you want, give you all the stuff you want? You're going to want to stay here. You're not going to want to leave. Prayer is designed to keep you linked to God. So you want his kingdom more than yours. Listen carefully. The glory of God outshines diamonds. If you really see it. The glory of God is greater than 24 karat gold if you ever see it. But we can't see it till we pray right. Prayer makes your life a mess. In other words, if you pray right, you're going to affect somebody else. If your life is not affecting somebody else, you're not praying right. You're not overflowing. All you're doing is trying to get God to do for you. That's not what prayer was for. Prayer was to fill you up with God until you overflow God on everybody you encounter. The power of God literally hits somebody else. You move in a dynamic realm of the supernatural so that folks get healed from your shadow because there's so much prayer. Doesn't have anything to do with cars, houses, men and women. Can we be frank? I know I'm Eric, but can I be frank? All right, listen carefully. Bible never tells you to ask for stuff. Only thing the Bible ever tells you to do, he said, anybody lack wisdom? Ask. When Jesus used the statement, if you ask, it shall be given. Do you think Jesus was giving you carte blanche to go ask for $1 million? How many times have you driven down the Schuylkill or the Roosevelt Boulevard Expressway and you've seen the sign that said Pennsylvania Lotto, $3.2 million, and you said, God, just give that to me. Now watch this. You ask God to give you $3.2 million from the lotto, but you don't buy a lottery ticket. How's he supposed to do it? But we ask God for silly things like that. Listen carefully. Jesus said something. He said, your heavenly Father knows you need to eat. So why do you ask? God knows you need, in fact, he made you to eat. Why do you ask him for food? Listen to me. Because you don't believe he's going to do it. If I promise you something, Mac, at 2:30, meet me down here. I got $50 to give you. Now, Mac Joe has been with us since we were in that little place over there, in that place over there. He's one of our early members, and he's been with me a long time. He's one of the few people whose text is our answer. So he know he's special. If I stand here and tell him at 2:30 he's getting $50 if he meets me down here at this altar, he ain't going to ask. He gonna wait till 2:30. Even if church ends at 2 o'clock, he's going to find a way back down to this altar because his pastor promised him $50. And he knows he don't have to pray. He just comes and gets what's his. What are we praying for? What are you praying for? Why are you praying? Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know I need money. I need money. That's what I want. Lord, they said money can't buy everything. It's true. But what it don't buy, I can't use. I need money. Hey, Lord. What are you praying for? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Here's what you should do. Jesus tells us in Matthew, the Father knows you have need of all these things. He said, the birds don't even work and God feeds them. The flowers do nothing and God takes care of them. In fact, Jesus says that the clothes of grass is the flowers, right? Okay. So if Jesus is already telling you that if just like God took care of the flowers and the birds, he's going to take care of you, why do you have to remind him? As old as God is, he doesn't have Alzheimer's. In Isaiah, he said, I've written your name on the palm of my hand. Now, that's millions and millions of people in his hand. That's how big his hand is. We used to sing, he's got the whole world in his hand. Right there in the middle, he has Eric with three lines underneath in italics and bold print because I'm his special child. But he's got me right in his hand. When his hands start itching, he said, "It's Eric's up to something. Let's see what he's up to." Listen carefully. We spend a lot of time praying for what we already have. And that's why you don't get any answers, because you already have the answer. Now, if Max starts asking me every 15 minutes, am I going to get the $50? Am I going to get the $50? Am I going to get the $50? No! You done aggravated me now. Do you think I'm lying to you? Go on home. But watch this. If he just forgets about it and gets up and walks out and it's 2:29, because I made a promise to him, and that's my son, and I want to make sure he knows I'm trustworthy, even if he forgets, I'm going to call, Mac, you forgot your money. When we are not faithful, he remains faithful. When we forget who we are, he remembers who he is to us. We spend an enormous amount of time praying for what's already finished. That's why Paul says we don't know how to pray as we ought to. We don't know what to say. We don't know what to do. Most of the stuff I hear in here on Wednesdays It's not prayer. Two-thirds of the people who come in to pray on Wednesday don't even pray. They sit in a chair and read their Bible. Why? Because they have no motivation to pray. Because they don't know how. They don't know what to say. We have an hour designated for prayer, but two-thirds of the people finish in 15 minutes because they don't understand the dynamic of prayer. Some of us spend more time on the telephone than we do in prayer. Why? Because we have more in common with our boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands, wives, and friends than we do with Almighty God. That's why our conversations are so short. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for waking me up this morning, clothed in my right mind. Thank you for the gift of life, health, and strength. Thank you for the articulation of speech and the ability to move my limbs. Thank you, Father, for getting me to work safely and guiding me across the road. I heard somebody pray in a dismissal prayer. They said, God, take us home safely, listen carefully, and bind up all accidents. I said, how does God bind an accident? I was lost. I think God didn't understand. Anybody in here ever been in a car accident? I have. God didn't bind it, did he? But you're alive. What are we praying? We don't know what we should pray for as we ought. We don't know what to do. We don't know. We're confronted by issues. Someone said if you have to make a choice, you don't have all the information. When you're uncertain, you don't have the facts. If you're here today and you don't know Jesus, someone will say, choose the Lord. If you have to choose, you don't have all the facts. Here are the facts. You're going to hell. Here are the facts. Then you're going to be judged guilty. Here are the facts. Then you're going to the lake of fire forever. You don't need any more information. If you don't belong to Jesus, those are the facts. Get saved. You got all the information you need. But if you're worrying and wondering, you don't have all the information. Prayer is designed to bring you into compliance and alignment with the perfect will of God.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
10115P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Pray.